Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 74.
Chamber, the Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Ask everyone to please silence their electronic devices. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative John. Ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative John.
May we bow our heads. Lord, as we begin this week, we ask that you bless the members of this body and that you grant them clarity of thought, wisdom, and understanding in their deliberations so that they may reach decisions for the benefit of all citizens of this state. As they fulfill their duties, help their words, deeds, and actions in every way to be acceptable in your sight, and assist them all in remembering always what you require of us, that we act justly, that we love mercy, and that we walk humbly with you. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soga, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 6th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Soga moves that the journal for June 6th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, we have with us, I'm told two nurses of the day, but I see one in the back. I'm told Gwen Waddell Schultz from Chapel Hill. Glad to have you with us today, ma'am. Thank you. And I don't believe she's in here, but Shayla Randolph Bowes from Raleigh is also here as a nurse for the day as well. This will be a very short day. Gonna go to committee reports at this time. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, rules calling operations of the House Committee report. Senate Bill 11, ABC regulation and reform. Favorable House Committee substitute. Unfavorable committee, Senate Committee substitute.
Senate Committee substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee substitute is calendared for Thursday of this week.
House Bill 553, licensing certain fire safety equipment work. Favorable committee substitute number 3. Unfavorable committee substitute number 2.
Committee substitute number 2 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 3 is calendar for tomorrow.
Senate Bill 219, modified teacher licensing requirement. Favorable House Committee substitute number 2. Unfavorable House Committee substitute number 1.
House Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar, and House Committee substitute number 2 is calendared for Wednesday of this week. Representative Lewis recognized to send forth additional committee reports. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, rules calling operations of the House Committee report. House Bill 228, modernized law pertaining to NC Medical Board AB, favorable.
Calendar for Wednesday of this week.
House Bill 1017, Special Master Wake House Plan, favorable.
Calendar for Wednesday of this week.
Senate Bill 138, Even Year Municipal Elections, Town of Black Mountain.
Calendar for Thursday of this week.
Senate Bill 139, Even Year Municipal Elections, Town of Montreat, favorable.
Calendar for Thursday of this week.
Senate Bill 148, Public Records Release of LEO Recordings, favorable.
Counter for Wednesday of this week.
Senate Bill 151, Break or Enter Pharmacy Increased Penalty, favorable.
Counter for Wednesday.
Senate Bill 448, Amend Appointment for Compact for Education Military, favorable.
Counter for Wednesday.
Senate Bill 500, Modify Advanced Math Course Enrollment, favorable.
Counter for Wednesday.
Senate Bill 648, Support Shellfish Aquaculture, favorable.
Counter for Wednesday. Mr. Clerk, Chair made a change on that one. That one was going to be counter for Thursday. The chairs decided to move that up to Wednesday. All right, for purpose, General Compares, Representative Pittman Rice.
I guess it would be a point of personal privilege.
Gentlemen, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wasn't sure how to phrase this because I just want to make a comment on the speaker's comment concerning the nurse. Since I was shot in the eye by Barry with a BB gun when I was 11 years old, I've lived with double vision ever since that time. And so I'll take your word that there was only one nurse, but I saw two. Thank you.
There was one. Now there's none. But I'll have them check your eye out if you'd like. 228. Message from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message that the House of Representatives failed to concur with House Bill 966, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, 6th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make basic budget appropriations for current operations of state agencies, departments, and institutions, and appointed conferees, the President pro tem appoints Senator Brown, co-chair, Senator Harrington, co-chair, Senator Jackson, co-chair, Senators Edwards, Gunn, Wells, J. Davis, McInnes, Ballard, Tillman, J. Alexander, Horner, Bishop, Krawick, Britt, Daniel, Sanderson, Heiss, Newton, and Rabin, on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by the honorable body at the end the differences arising between the resolve. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. To our pages, want to welcome you informally this evening. You will formally be introduced tomorrow when the House is actually in a business session. This is a no vote session, but tomorrow when we have session at 10 a.m., you'll be recognized, and we want to welcome you and thank you all for being here with us this evening. And members, in case we were looking at session at 11 tomorrow, the chair has spoken with the appropriations chairs. They made a request if we could move up session a little earlier. They're working on budget negotiations. Additionally, there were two committees set for 11 and 11:30. So the chair believes it's going to be a pretty short calendar tomorrow. Does not believe any of the bills on are controversial in any way. So should be a short morning. So, and it does appear that we're looking at Wednesday session, I think at 3 p.m., we're going to have the Carolina Hurricanes here with us that day, so we've pushed it back to accommodate their schedule. So I see the minority leaders here. We'll make sure, Mr. Soak, if you can make sure the majority leader knows of that as well, we'd appreciate that. So those will be the times for session on Wednesday. Thursday is to be determined, but these are not lengthy calendars the chair's seeing. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soga, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, June 11th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Soga moves, seconded by Representative Pittman, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, June 11th, 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 355, Land Use Regulatory Changes, the SERA referral to rules is stricken. The SERA referrals to Judiciary and if favorable to the Rules Committee are added. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 399, short title, Rehire High-Need Teachers, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and recommitted to the Committee on Education K-12, and a serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. And Senate Bill 227, Broaden Charter School Sibling Priority, that bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and recommitted to the Committee on Education K-12, and a serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added.